sit here today, I think of my children, of the dear ones I've loved, who are wandering in sin. And I pray to my God that He will watch over them, that some wonderful day they'll be born again. Will they ever return to the God of their father, the most kind, loving father that a child could know? He labored and toiled so hard to raise them, but like the prodigal son, they were determined to go. Will they ever return to the God of their mother, who so oft on her knees in prayer she does go? Oh, so often the time she's longing just to see them. Oh, children, how deep does a mother's love go? Oh, Jesus, today, please watch over my children. Cause them to return to the home they once knew. No matter how far it's sin they may wander, I trust you, dear Lord, but oh, how I love them too. Oh, angels, I ask you, please carry this message to the hearts of my loved ones, wherever they may be. Just tell them that mother is still begging Jesus to keep them from harm and bring them safe back to me. Surely that's our prayer this morning, that God will. You know, I pray for my children every day. It's not a day probably goes by that I don't pray for my children. I pray for God to send angels around them and guard them. At least they would fall into some treacherous pit. At least some danger would overtake them, that they would leave this world early. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God's going to call them. He promised that the call is going to come to every man, every woman on the face of the earth. But I believe the effectual prayer of the righteous avail much, brother. When it comes to their soul, they'll have to accept Him for themselves. It's a free will. I can't pray for their sins, brother. I thought, well, Lord, what can we pray for sinners? And I want you to get this on your mind and think about this. What can we ask God to do that He's not already promised to them if they would only obey? His arms is stretched out. He's just waiting for them, Brother HB, just to come. Turn their heart to Him. And He said, I will no wise cast ye out. He's a loving Father this morning. He loved mankind enough that He gave His only begotten Son into the world that just whosoever would believe upon Him would not perish, but have the everlasting life abiding down within His heart. God had a plan, brother. Before the foundation of the world, before sin was ever committed, God, knowing all of His works from the very beginning, saw that man would go astray. He saw you and He saw me. He saw all mankind, for there's not a righteous man upon the earth that sinneth not. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Therefore, we all stood in need of a Savior. And God sent us from the very beginning. Had Jesus, saw Jesus as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world, set up a new and a living way that the blood of bulls and goats could not forgive sin, could not cover sin, but just stayed it from year to year. Brethren, if they was obedient in the law, God it's fixed, brethren, that God would stay their sin from year to year. And if they died in that year, brethren, being obedient unto the law, I believe that they was kept until the day when the blood was going to be shed and rolled back unto them that was under the law. Listen, the day, but the Bible said if they sinned and that after they had offered up and they had went back into their sins, the Bible said that all their righteousness was counted for naught. Brethren, today, and I want you to know today that the law was not perfect, brother, in that it could not give life. Paul said the law was holy, brethren, and the lawgiver, brethren, was holy, which was God. Brethren, the day and all the laws and the prophets was until John. Listen, the day, but since John, brethren, we don't preach about the sacrifice of bulls and bullocks, brethren, and doves and pigeons and heifers, brethren, and sprinkling all the offering. But we preach about heaven, brethren, and the only offering that could have forgiven sin. Listen tonight, this morning, brethren, I'm glad that I got under the blood. Brethren, I'm glad that I received Jesus Christ. Brethren, son, brother, I understand where you're coming from. Man, things that you ain't got nothing to do with this. All you got to do is accept Jesus, and Jesus will accept you. Well, brethren, I don't believe that. Listen, this morning, there's little more than just saying I believe. Brethren, I find in the book, brethren, where the devil believe and tremble. That didn't make him a child of God. No, brother, I believe you must be born again. I must take heed unto that light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the day star rise in your heart. Oh, how can you believe in Him whom you've not seen? How can you hear without a preacher? And how can any preach except he be sin, brother? Listen, so as it is written, brother, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel and bring good tidings to those brethren that are lost in this world. I was lost in the world of mankind. I was going down the world without Him. Oh, but I believe like the writer of old had said, the Lord found me in a waste howling wilderness. I picked my feet out of the mire and out of the clay, and that mire there in clay I was seeing, brother. I listened the day there was a young man, brother, that was filled and void of understanding. I listened the day he came to upon the street. There was a woman there. She had an attire upon her. She stood on the street corner and she cried unto them that come by, come ye unto me, let us have our fill of love. And the young man that was void of understanding went into her. She said unto him, my husband has gone on a journey. He's took a bag of money and he'll not return until an appointed time. Let us come in unto my bedchamber. We have decked him with myrrh. Sin looks beautiful. Listen the day to the eyes of the flesh. Listen, brother, listen what the eye, the pride, this is the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life is of the world, brother. Listen, what part of the world does God have to do with sin, brother? God don't have nothing to do with sin. It's always the wicked one and his children, brother. They're the two women. This woman representing this bondwoman and her children, brother. And she invited him in, and he went into her. Did you go into her, brother, when you went out into the world? You went into her headlong, brother. Her foot steps took hold on hell, brother. And all that go into her will die, brother. They're going to die the death. What kind of death are you talking about, Brother Junior? I'm talking about dying and dead and trespassing and sin. That's where the young man... that was void of understanding. Are you void of understanding this morning? Do you want to know God today? You have to turn from the lewd woman. You have to sing Mother Jerusalem and her children, brother. They are free this morning. And the only one way to get into there is by being born again. Not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible by the word of God that he set up from the beginning, brother. This word that I'm talking about was the word of God, the Lamb of God that was from the beginning, the remedy for sin, brother. I want you to know, but here's what takes place with a young man when you're void of understanding. The writer said, I came by the field of the slothful. Listen, and there I beheld the field of the young man that was void of understanding. His field was filled with briars and thorns. That's what sin is today. It'll fill your field with sin, brother. All manner of wickedness and evil imaginations of the heart is in the field of sin, brother. But I'm glad, brother, that there's a new and a living way for man to come to and escape that awful fire, brother, that's going to be in the very end of it all. Listen, there's only one escape goat that was set up. The escape goat for the law. They turned it into the wilderness, brother. Listen, in the hands of a fit man. The the only skating on. We have the day, the only way out of this world of the lewd woman is through the Lord Jesus Christ, brother. He is our escape goat this morning. He said, I am the way, I am the truth and the life. And by me this morning, if any man will enter in, he shall be saved, brother. He shall go in and out. He shall find pasture for his soul. Oh, in the world, you shall have trials and tribulations. Brother Johnny, but oh, listen what Jesus said. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Listen, so the day, can you overcome the world? Listen, I read in the ruin the book of Revelation. Listen, brother, what he said. The him that overcome, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. Brother, I'll give unto him a little white stone. Brother John, that morning down by the barnyard, did you get that little white stone? Do you remember when you got it, brother? It's too great a thing to happen to a man that not know nothing about it. Listen today, friend. Do you know that you're going to heaven? When I'm in the Spirit, I know that I know that I know. Oh, God. But when I have the battle of the flesh, many doubts enter into my mind. And there's a warfare between the inward and the outward man. When I go to do good, evil's always present there. There's a battle today. Do you have temptations and trial and tribulation? I'm going to tell you today, you'll have them in this world. But God said, brother, I deliver my children out of every one of them. Oh, he's got power to deliver you from the present world into the marvelous liberty of the children of God. That's what I believe this morning, brother. I've got my trust in the Lord, brother. And he that puts his trust in the Lord, brother, he shall be as Mount Zion. He'll mount up with wings and run. He'll run and not be worried. Brother, we can stand fast in the truth of the Lord this morning. Oh, Pilate asked you, what is true? Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the life. Listen this morning, friend, and his power not changed. No, he still has all power in heaven and in earth. It was delivered unto him, brother. And he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, brother. All power and angels and authority being made subject unto him. But I read of a time, brother, when he got up from the sea, didn't you? Oh, there was an old martyr whose name was Stephen, brother. He was telling them about Jesus, how the law couldn't save them, brother. I believe he was testifying the Savior had come and died, brother. And listen, rose again. I believe the Jews didn't want to hear that, brother. And the Bible said they run upon him with one accord, brother. Calling upon the name of Jesus, they stoned Stephen, brother. And as his spirit was leaving him, brother, he looked steadfast into the heaven, and they saw his face as the face of an angel, brother. Listen today, brother, I would love to be able to see my Lord, brother, when the time comes. Lord God, I've got to leave this world here below. I want to see his arms stretched out. Come up here, little child. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. I'm going to rule over all the sin and trouble that I've ever had in this world. There ain't going to be no sin over there. No, brother. I want you to know the day. This way that I'm a-walking in, it's a pure way the day. The vulture's eyes never seen seen them. The lion's whelm can't trot in the end, brother. Oh, no. It's for the redeemed of the Lord. They made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. They've been called out of darkness into His marvelous light, brother. I'm glad that I took Him. Under that light until that day star rose in my heart and I'll never forget the night in 1975 when Baxter Oarsman was a-praying just a little bit before midnight. I'd prayed everywhere, brother. I'd cried until I went by bathhouse with tears. I'd lay in the floor and weep. Now, brother, I wanted to make sure this was my heart's desire, Brother Lana. Oh, God, I don't want to be a hypocrite. Oh, God, I want the real thing. I've seen men come and go down to the water. I've seen them in a few weeks or months back out into the world. Many of my friends done that, and I cried mightily unto the Lord. And the Lord heard my cry, brother, and picked my feet up that night, brother, and set them on the rock. And I've been a-walking in the way of the Lord, and His path is straight, brother, and I'm pressing on, as Paul said, to the mark of the high calling. And one day, brother, in the future, maybe not long off, I'm going to see Him for myself and not another. Brother, I'm going to hear His voice for myself. I'm going to see the throne of God. I'm going to see the street of gold. I'm going to behold the walls of jasper and the gates of pearl. I want you to know today it's a beautiful place we're going to, and beautiful people, the writer, it's a poet that said, are going there, beauty. I listen here on this world. I sang that little song sometime. Beautiful are the trees on yonder's mountain, and beautiful is the plain where we're going to run. When beauty's child spring forth from the grave, listen, this old man is going back unto the dust whence he comes. How long's he going to be there? Until the morning of the resurrection, until the Lord God of heaven sends His Son back to this corrupt earth, as the writer had said of old, brethren. Brethren, that the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. It's not going to be a Gabriel's trump, brethren. That trump is the voice of God, brethren. Then with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ is going to rise first, and them which remain and are alive and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ shall not prevent them from coming forth. But we too shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Listen, the day, how were you going to go? Going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Henceforth and forever, my mind cannot comprehend that. My heart sometimes thinks of a wonderful world where there'll be no dying. We had a little dinner last night for my little niece, and all the family gathered in. Listen to ding. It's a sad thing when you see a young woman 44 years old, don't have no home, leaving, maybe living another year, but worst of all, to know that she don't know the Lord. Brother, it's a terrible feeling to have. but Jesus. He's a calling every day, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, take my yoke upon ye and learn of me this morning. My yoke is easy and my burden's light, and you'll find rest for your soul. Sissy, did you find that rest? I see it on you all the time. I can tell, brother, God's people shines forth like the noonday sun, brother. There's something about God's people, brother. They're a new creature in Christ. Paul said, in my body, I bear the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. I read of a man down in the old Bible, when Israel would sin, brother, he give a command unto a great angel that was clothed in fine linen. You go through the city and you put a mark on them that sigh and cry, and you seal them in their forehead. Did you ever read that, brother? There was a man there that stood with an acorn on his side. He went through the city, brother, and he set a mark upon them. And then the death angel went through the land and it slew thousands of them, but not one, brother, that died that had the mark upon them. I want you to know, if you got the mark of the Lord Jesus, if you've been sealed until the day of redemption, when the death angel come by, you're not going down to the world of the lost. But you're going to rise up, going to the glory land, going where no man, can sing that song, on this side of the grave. And in that morning, brother, I thought like this, here in this world, Brother Junior, this old mortal man is hindered sometime, and some people can't sing a leg, brother. But in that morning, we're going to get a body that pleases him, unto every seed its own body. When we get that body, brother, there's not going to be one in that number that cannot sing that new song. There'll not be no cancer there. There'll not be no heart attack. There'll not be no growing old, brother. And can you imagine a land like that, Brother Ronnie? I can't hardly imagine that in my natural flesh, brother. But one thing about it, God has said it, brother. I believe it. And it's going to come to pass, brother, because God cannot lie, brother. Whatever he says, it'll come to pass, brother. No man can add to it. No man can take away from him, brother. He established it in heaven, brother. And I'm glad my witness is on high, and my record is on high, and my witness is in heaven, brother. I've got a witness up there, and he will declare that I am his and he is mine. In that morning, brother, come up a little higher. Children, do you got your robe on this morning? Has it been washed in the blood this morning? Have you got the new life in you? And with a covenant of life, brother, is the grace covenant. The law could not give life. It was a covenant of death. It couldn't give life, brother. But we're living in the covenant of life today. And I'm glad that I received him, brother, and he received me, brother. It had to be on both sides, brother. You can't just have it one way, brother. You must depart from evil and learn to do good. Thank God this morning, brother, that I departed from that old wicked way. In the world, I followed the little wicked one for so long, brother. Some say, well, you was a young man. I was about 22 years old when I come into the church. From the time I went out in sin at 17, and the time that I come to the Lord, I committed a many sin, brother. I told my young boy the other day, I said, is there any commandment that you've not broken? You broke them all, friend.
if you're guilty of the lean, you're guilty of the whole. If you've come to know God and glorify not as God, it's sin to you, friend. I want you to know, and hell be your home, except you repent and receive this new and living way. Down in your heart, I want you to know this morning, but it's not God's will that any perish, that would all would come to repentance and live. There's life in Him this morning, in this world. You'll not see no life, friend. The best world you ever know is the world that you have here. For when you leave this world and you go down to the devil's hell, where the worm die not and the fires never quench, the presence of God won't be there. Just outer darkness and coldness. Think of that, brother. But Joe, you gotta do is deny yourself, pick up the cross and follow Jesus. Jesus, brother, and some say, well, that'd be easy to do. I found it very hard. In my mind, I wanted to serve the Lord. But turning loose of this prideful man was the hardest thing I ever done. The will was present, but how to perform that, brethren, I found not. Believe me, listen, it took me a long time. I had to be broken, brethren. I had to come down. I was like the writer had said, like a crane did I chatter, like a dove did I mourn. God, you have to be broken, friend, and you have to die dead from sin to be made alive in Jesus. It's easy to speak faith out with your tongue, but it's harder to have faith. I listen today. I believe that God gives unto every man. I listen a little faith. Why do you say that? Because the Bible said that faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. When I heard, brethren, I knew there was a God in heaven. I knew I was going down to the word of the law. And God give me enough faith. If I put that faith to action, brethren, and believe upon Him, I can have eternal life. But I love darkness rather than light. Would not come unto the light, though the light drew me. He said the light would shine in darkness. There's a place in the hearts of men, brethren, that the sunlight of God here that shines in the noonday cannot enter into. There's a light that shines from heaven, brother, that will enter into the hearts of the dark heart of sin, brother, and draw them unto Him. If you will hear His voice, harden not your heart as it did in the provocation. When they tempted Him, and saw His wrath, brethren, they tempted Him, one place said 10 times, and they saw the wrath of God. I want you to know He's a God of mercy. Friend, but He's a God of wrath, and every sin is going to be give a recompense of reward. Brother Ronnie Little, sure as God lives, brother, every sin is going to have to give an account for, and only one remedy that can cover it up and be cast into the depths of the sea, and that's through the blood of Christ. Except you repent and be born again, He said, where I am, you cannot appear. Amen. You cannot go, friend. You've got one choice. When the lewd woman has taken you in and her footsteps has took hold on hell, believe me, friend, your field will be filled with briars and thorns. Yes. But if you'll turn from that and take heed to that light that's shining in that dark place where you're at, He'll lead you out of that darkness into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you'll take heed unto that same light that brought condemnation, it will bring life to you. The same light that brings condemnation will bring life if you'll believe upon Him. Is that not the way it is, Brother Junior? And he's no respect of person. In every nation he that fear God and worketh righteousness is accepted with Him. He loves you. He died for you. And
the whole creation. I declare today, this morning, I don't care who you are, what tribe you're of, what color you of, God wants you to come to Him. In every nation, he that feareth Him and worketh righteousness will be accepted.
Yes.
And that righteousness that he was talking about was the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you accept you have that righteousness, brother, you'll never see what heaven looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one way to get it, by repenting of your sins and being born again. You've got to seek Him as He told Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. To love Him with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. You know, a lot of people want to go to heaven, but they want to go to heaven with their lips.
Mm-hmm.
But I declare today, you've got to want to go to heaven from your heart.
Yes.
It's like coming out to the regular Baptist church and listening to this preaching. If you come listen to get the flesh pleased, you might as well stay at home. But if you're coming to hear something that's going to satisfy the heart, you most likely hear something that will cause you to want to come back if you're listening from the heart. Desiring to hear from a better land. Desiring to cease from sin and learn to do good. That's what he said to do. Cease from sin and learn to do good. And if you don't cease from sin, brethren, you're not going to heaven taking a drink of iniquity and calling upon the name of Jesus. You must cease from that. Though you cannot work your way into salvation, but you must cease from sin and believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ with all thine heart. Then you can receive salvation. Because only God's going to know when you have given your whole heart. Some says, well, I'm doing everything I can. But in the back of their heart, they've got a little place that they've not given. Because the Bible is very plain, brother. If you'll give God your heart, He'll be found with you. If you'll give God your heart, He will in no wise cast you out. But He knows your heart and not your mind. Your mind up here is deceitful. It's deceitful, brother. And it will sometime, you tell lies and believe it yourself. Huh? When you was in the world, you tell them lies and believe them yourself. Think, well, I'm all right. I'm good as God. God ought to save me for this. But knowing down deep inside there's something that you're holding on to. And I know there's people out here that's trying. And they're doing everything they can. And I was right where you was at. I sat back there. And Brother Garland Mollins had a funny way of saying things. And he'd say, I plumb blank know how you feel. That's how he would say it. Why do I remember that? Because he'd hit exactly. I was sitting back there. I was guilty. I plumb blank knowed what he was talking about. I was guilty. And he'd been there too. And I've been there, these people's been there, and if you're there this morning, you've got a friend in Jesus this morning. He wants you to come, open up your heart, and give it all to Him. Cease from sin. Get your eyes up on the Lord and cry mightily unto the Lord. Pick up your cross and follow Jesus. If it's any other way, brother, I don't know what it is. And I promise you, when you receive salvation, you will never be sorry.
No.
I promise that. I've never heard one Christian yet say, I'm sorry that I got saved. Huh? I have never heard one. But I've heard them all say, I wish I'd have come to the Lord a little earlier in life. When He first come to me, all that if I could only would have turned. Well, you could have, but you love darkness rather than light. You wouldn't come to the light, but at least your deeds would be reproved and you wouldn't be able to enjoy sin for a pleasure, for a season. That pleasure of sin is for a season. And we all loved it. You loved it, or you wouldn't have done it.
Amen.
But there comes a time when you see the darkness that it's bringing you and the fear of dying and going to a world where there's fire and brimstone, where the devil, where the beast and the false prophets are, and all of his angels are going to be cast into that lake of fire, and the presence of God will never be known no more in that place. That's a scary thought, people, to think that you're going to die. And I want to say one more thing, we're going to sing. Study the Scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life. These are they that testify me. Study them, Scripture. See whether you be in the faith or not, or except ye be reprobates. You see, you can believe a lie and be damned. Remember that. You can believe a lie. Examine your own heart. I tell people, I've got to live in my skin. You've got to live in yours. I don't have to pay for what you do. You don't have to pay for what I do. So it's a personal thing between you and God. Except you repent, you will perish, people. Don't deceive. Don't live in deception. I prayed with all within me, God, don't let me be a hypocrite.
Yes.
And I believe God led me to the rock that is higher than I. Led me to the rock that is higher than I. And I built my house upon a solid foundation, brother. And many storms has come. It's never shook my house. It's never broken it down. Why? Because it's founded upon the rock. What house will you build me? Where is the place of mine abode? Jesus wants to come and live at your house Amen. Today. Won't you open up your heart and let him in?